That a girl carries.
Pocketbook.
Say again?
A pocketbook.
Okay. And what do you call the smaller thing inside that you carry money in? That a girl carries money in, first of all.
Change purse.
Okay. What about a guy carries in his pocket?
A wallet.
Okay. What do you call the piece of jewelry that a woman wears around her wrist?
A wrist bracelet.
Okay. what do you call the things that men wear, like old guys wear, to hold up their pants and come up like this?
Suspenders.
Okay. What do you call the thing that you hold over you when it's raining?
Umbrella.
All right. What do you call this thing that goes over the bed?
I don't know. I've never seen one before.
Really? Just something that you put over the top of the bed?
Sheet, quilt.
Okay. Would you ever call it, have you ever heard of bedspread?
Bedspread.
Okay. That's good enough. What do you call those things that you put under your head up there at the top?
Pillow.
All right, now there's another kind of pillow that is long. I don't know if you've ever seen one of these. It's long and round. It goes across the whole bed.
Huh?
Okay, it's not like that. It's round. It's like a cylinder shape, shaped like a can. Only it's real long. It goes across the whole length of the bed. Okay, I'll ask you, have you ever heard of a bolster?
A what?
Bolster? Okay, that's fine. All right, suppose you had heard of a bolster, and it was over there on the bed, then you could say, well, that bolster didn't go partway across the bed, it went...
All the way.
Okay, I think we're still going to have to talk over it.
All the way.
Thank you. All right, what do you call the thing, we were just talking about this, that you put on the bed over the sheet?
Bedspread.
No, well, but something else. Maybe ladies...
Sheet?
Yeah, but ladies sit around and make them sometimes.
Quilt.
Okay. How about, do you have any other names for those things? They're just for warmth. Something heavy that you put on the bed.
Blanket.
Okay, that's good. Okay, have you ever heard about this? If you have a lot of kin coming over, and you don't have enough beds for everybody, sometimes you might put the kids on the floor. You know.
Pallet.
Okay. All right, if you want to have a big crop on the field, you can only have it if the soil is
plow.
Yeah, but if the soil is good, then it's
good.
Okay, it's good. All right, I'll ask you a different way. The stuff that you put on the soil to make it good.
Fertilizer.
Okay.
Good American fertilized soil.
Amen. All right. Do you know what that kind of land is called? That It's like on by the stream or a creek. It comes out from the creek. And sometimes on farms, people plow that land because it's good. It's kind of wet. Have you ever heard of bottom land? Anything like that?
Yeah.
Is that what that is to you?
I don't know what it is.
Okay. Let's make sure we're still being heard. What do you call a grassland that's good for nothing but raising grass or feeding cattle or something?
Pasture.
Okay, do you know another word for that?
No.
Okay, what do you call the land that has water standing in it and alligators and all that kind of stuff?
A swamp.
All right. How about something else? It's like along the sea, along the ocean. And there's long, salt hay grows there, whatever that is. Long, big things of...
Seaweed?
Yeah, like, well, what's that called, that part of the land?
A beach.
Okay, have you ever heard of a marsh?
Oh.
Marsh? Or is that what a marsh is?
I don't know.
Okay, I think a marsh is a place along the beach where that kind of...
Yeah, you write that mean.